So why are prizes so important for science communication? Not just important, but vital. Here's Professor Merlin Crossley, Deputy Vice-Chancellor at the University of New South Wales and Chairman of New South Press.
We live and we learn. Life is a constant experiment, and with the arrival of the digital age, the results are being recorded. Our online activities, our movements, our health, our spending. Beyond this, the world itself is being measured. Temperatures, rainfall, and the biosphere are under scrutiny. On top of this, universities, research institutes, and citizen scientists in every country are publishing more and more research. The truth is out there. But it is beyond anyone's capability to find the right needle in the haystack. We risk losing vital wisdom hidden within overwhelming piles of data. Google can take us to snippets, to information snacks, but one needs a deeper understanding to identify which experimental results are important. And it takes great skill and craft to communicate across society. It takes the skill of dedicated science writers. And it is working. Scientific messages are getting through. During the pandemic, Australia watched the world. We saw how hospitals were overwhelmed in northern Italy. The truth was out there, and by closing our borders, we bought time. Then vaccines were developed, and in Australia, the uptake is close to 95% in most age groups. Sometimes we despair at the blindness of humanity, but if you look at our response to COVID, you should celebrate. The data was understood and communicated, and the message was received. Australia relies on a superb range of science communicators. The quality is exceptional. These days, ongoing jobs as science journalists are hard to find, but that means those we have are often the very, very best. The freelance writers also have to be outstanding to survive. And Australia has superb organisations that help too. One organisation, The Conversation, helps academics get their messages and stories out. Another, the Australian Science Media Centre, promotes discoveries, connects scientists with journalists, and cultivates great science writing. And we have the ABC's Radio National that communicates science superbly, unstoppably, week upon week for the public good on The Science Show and other programs. And it is working. Australians love science, and we love Australian science writing. For more than 10 years, UNSW Press has published an anthology, The Best Australian Science Writing. It has been supported by the Copyright Agency to offer prizes, the Bragg Prizes, named after the Nobel laureates who worked in Australia, William Henry and William Lawrence Bragg. The prizes recognise the very best science writing each year. This year's anthology was edited by Deani Lewis, a recent Australian Museum Eureka Prize winner for her own science writing. Together with the advisory panel, Professor Tanya Smith from Griffith University, Professor Frank Bowden from the Australian National University, Professor Jodie Bradbury from the Australian National University, and myself, Deani had the task of selecting works to be included and deciding on the winners. Each year, the task becomes more difficult as the quality and quantity of Australian science writing grows. This year, there were over 300 excellent entries. Every piece of science writing makes the world a better and more interesting place. You'll hear a lot about fake news out there. Fake news is a distraction. Look out for the critical news, the reporting, analysis, and broadcasting of first-rate science. As we saw in the pandemic, Sometimes our very lives depend upon it. I congratulate all those whose work was accepted in the anthology and eagerly await the announcement of the 2021 Bragg Prize winners.
Professor Merlin Crossley, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of the University of New South Wales.